Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. If you are looking for a musical to see, today's episode is for you. If you're in Toronto, May 9th, 10th, and 11th of 2024, and love the music of Elvis, have I got the show for you. Spotlight Musical Productions is putting on All Shook Up at the Alumni Theater, and to tell us a little bit more about it, of the production team and the director, so we got Catherine Burton, Elise Hartman, and Nicholas Katsu. Welcome, all of you.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Awesome. So before we get into the production, we always want to know who we're talking to because, you know, that's important. So I always ask for a 30-second bio. So Nick, we're going to start up with you. Who is Nick in 30 seconds?
I am a elementary school teacher. I'm a visual arts teacher with the TVSB. A lover of musicals, both in front of the desk and behind the desk, I guess. And I love my dog, Da Vinci, and I'm a huge fan of comic books and X-Men, and yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Nice. Wait, if you were an X-Men, which one would you be?
I would be Emma Frost.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
Good choice. Kat, you're up next. 30 seconds. Who are you?
Yeah, Catherine, also known as Kat. I'm also an elementary school teacher, but with the TCDSB. Been doing that for 17 years, so it takes up, you know, a good chunk of my time. Also a huge theater and musical theater lover. Actually, before I became a teacher, I went to school for theater, went to York. So shout out to York, where I got my BFA. I am also one of the board members with Spotlight. I am our director of marketing. So if people see some of our social media posts, I am the face behind that. And I am very fortunate to be in All Shook Up this year. I have a really, really fun part. And I like putting that BFA to good use every now and then. Also, I'm a huge crime junkie. That's kind of my, like, you know, after hours side. And I like to think I'm going to like solve all these true crimes that haven't been solved. I'm 0 for 0 right now, but you know, I'm going to keep trying.
Well, I asked Nick what X-Men.
Solve the JonBenet murder.
Yeah, Tupac, JonBenet. I have some theories. We'll talk another time. Different right. Podcast.
Well, my question is, what crime do you think you could get away with?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to give it all away. Okay. I can't give it all away.
All right.
In 10 years' time. You'll find out in 10 years' time.
Exactly. 10 years' time.
Elise, 30 seconds. Who are you?
30 seconds. I am also a teacher going along with this standard. I teach special education with the TCDSB. I'm also the president of Spotlight Musical Productions and have been for the last, how many years? Five? Six?
Yeah, I think so.
It took us through the pandemic. We survived, thank goodness. I am a partner. I am a loving cat mom. And I also love true crime. It's what Kat and I share in common. And I've solved many crimes. I'm lying, I haven't.
Well, I guess
my cat did all of it.
Which one of you two would be better at getting away with a crime?
Ooh. No, I can't lie, it wouldn't be me. I would assist Kat in doing the crime and then I would tell everyone.
Okay, so I know who not to have as an
So I'm always curious, before we get to the show, were you always into musical theater growing up, or is that something you discovered a little bit later in life? Nick, let's start with you.
I have been a lover of musical theater, yeah, from the very beginning. I remember seeing Les Mis in grade 8, I think it was, and I was just blown away by theater, what could be done with sets and lighting and costumes and a story that could be told through music. And I think I just always imagined myself up there doing that. And every time I go see any musicals ever since that first one, I think I've always just like, I just sit there in like pure awe. Like, don't talk to me, and obviously don't talk to me in the theater, but I just get sucked right into that sort of story, and I'm just always blown away that what can be done and told in a matter of hours live on stage. So yeah, I've always been in love with musical theater. I would say joining or being in musical theater did come a lot later in life. Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Kat?
So I was not a big musical theater fan growing up. I, was all into the theater and was all into plays, Shakespeare, Chekhov, your standard classical plays. But my parents always took us to the theater, whether it was Stratford, Shaw Festival. We did a lot of musicals downtown. And it wasn't until I saw Tommy that I was like, oh, well, if musicals can be this, then I like musicals. And then as I, kind of branched out in listening to different musicals, I was like, okay, it's not what I thought it was. I had it like musicals were like in a little box and thinking it had to be a certain way. And then I started realizing, kind of like Nick was saying, oh, the things you can do telling a story through music. And then it wasn't actually until I became a teacher, as an adult that I did my first musical. I think it was maybe 2010 or something like that, around there, when I really started being like, oh, this is a lot of fun, and met some amazing people. And now I go see musicals all the time. And even the ones that fit into that box, I've grown to love as well.
Elise, yourself, and what was your gateway musical?
Oh my God. Yeah. Since I was like six. So probably unpopular opinion, but Andrew Lloyd Webber's Starlight Express was my number one. It was my first show, and everyone was on roller skates. And my mom took my brother and I, being like, well, let's just try it out. And my brother was about 4 years older than me. He was like, yeah, it was fine. And I was like, oh my God, they were on roller skates and they were singing. And so it was, I'm going to age myself here, because I wore out the cassette tape, and or almost to the point of it out, but my brother actually took it and put it in the vent between our bedrooms so I would stop playing it. So I would say, yes, I've been a big musical theater fan for a long time. And then I went to a performing arts high school. So carried that into starting grade seven, went to Colonel Carter here in Toronto. I was in Oklahoma when I was in grade eight. Not a big fan of Oklahoma, but it was my first big show after being, I think I was one of the apostles in a grade five production in my bathrobe. So, like, I've been sort of part of theater in one way, shape, or form as a very shy, introverted child, kind of coming out of her shell. It became choir and then musical theater. And then, like Kat, when I got back into teaching, I kind of took a break, hiatus in university. I did one like singing course and then kind of dropped it. But after I started teaching, we Kat and I met in musicals, actually, when we were both teachers. So that was our connection. So yes, big musical theater fan through and through.
Nice. So let's talk about All Shook Up. How did Spotlight choose that as their show? What drew you to it?
I can start. So we are a pretty like member-driven group. We kind of pride ourselves on sort of being a family. So we take a lot of our opinions of our cast into consideration. So this was something that someone on our show selection brought up way back in 2019. So this was actually going to be our show for 2020. And we were about a month out, and then the coronavirus hit and we were all shut down. So we postponed this performance to October, and then again to April, and then kind of said farewell to it for now and put it on hold, while we kind of dealt with a pandemic and sort of had to deal with what everyone was going through and what every community theater group was going through. It was a lot of unknowns, right? So If anyone wants to talk about why we picked Dolchik up and what we sort of look for when for its
Yeah.
spotlight, we can take over.
Sure, I'll add to that. One thing we kind of realized with Spotlight through the years, Spotlight's been around for a very long time. So it's always changing and evolving, and like Lee said, it's very member driven. And something we realized probably in the last 10 years or so is Spotlight excels at these funny comedic shows that has a lot of different types of characters where you kind of have your main plot and then like a B plot happening, a lot of different opportunities for people to kind of shine. Usually a good healthy ensemble as well. And then just a show that's going to have an audience, sitting back, enjoying, hopefully leaving with a smile on their face. And so when All Shook Up was originally brought to us, we're like, okay, Elvis, that's cool. Some people like Elvis music. The music's known. But then when we started listening to the music, we realized the arrangements, some of them are really different than you might expect. And you don't have that Elvis voice. So you have these wonderful songs being done in a three, four, five part harmony, sung by a duet or a female character or a male character that isn't that suave Elvis, And so it had a different sound to it. And then had these hilarious characters full of, miscommunication, hilarities ensuing with all this unrequited love and other situations happening. We just thought, hey, this might be a fun show for Spotlight to do.
Very nice. So now we know why Spotlight took it on. Nick, what made you take on the directing role for the show? What drew you to it?
I mean the simple answer is that the show was presented to me. It was basically Elise and the board had pretty much asked if I would come in as director for the show. I directed last year's show as well, so the first show back from the hiatus, if you will, from COVID. And they go through a show selection, and then they select the show, and then it's kind of presented to a creative team. And they had asked if I would come on as director for the show. And I guess what really drew me to the show, I was not part of the version from before. So when they were putting it on in 2019, I was actually rehearsing in La Caja Falls, so I actually didn't join that first version. So I didn't really know much about it. I didn't know, I didn't actually know it was a funny story at the time. And then when it was presented to me, I thought, I read the script. I loved the story. I thought, there's a lot of really amazing things that can be done with the show. And just knowing the cast and well, obviously we didn't know the cast yet, but knowing majority of the members of Spotlight, the returning people, and again, it's a family, so you kind of know who will be pretty much the people in the show, not cast, not role specific, but I just thought that this was a show that Spotlight would be able to really excel in. Vocally, 1000%, acting, the comedic, funny characters that are part of the show. I just knew that that we would totally knock it out of the park, so to speak. And I think the other reason I kind of was like, yeah, I'll do this. My father was an insane, like, Elvis fan. He lived, breathed, ate Elvis, if you will, Elvis music. So, he even did his hair like Elvis, and I just thought, you know what, I'm gonna do this for my dad and make it really great. And so it's sort of a homage to him, if you will.
Very cool. Now I know the show's not a biopic of Elvis himself, so if you could give us a quick synopsis of the show to, give the listeners an idea of what they'd be getting themselves into.
It's a coming of age comedic story about trying to find yourself in the madness that is everyday life, so to speak. The story itself takes place over the course of 24 hours, and it's just that. It really is a story essentially about one character, for example, wanting to think bigger and better than what is presented to her in her life. And all of the funny different ways that she will kind of get there is what really drives the story in the show.
At least,
yeah, I don't know if anyone else kind of loosely, to it, but yeah.
Sorry. I was gonna say it's loosely based on Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. So if any listeners know anything about Shakespeare, it's got the twists and turns and gender bending and that sort of lost love and found love and mixed up love and all of those kind of intertwining stories. So it's a comedic version of an already comedic show, just sort of set in the 1950s, this kind of drab town. Beat down by this horrific mayor who brings in these Mamie Eisenhower laws. This main character Chad comes and sort of twists things around.
Right. Yeah, starts waking up the town.
Yeah.
So at least, Kat, I'll let you answer this. Tell us a little bit about the production team. We've obviously met Nick, but tell us a little bit more about the creative team that's helping with it.
Yeah, so we've got a fantastic choreographer who's worked with Spotlight in past shows. He took a bit of a hiatus, so we've got Jeff Main working on our choreography this year. I think his last show was possibly Young Frankenstein, so it was a while ago. And he's great. So he just retired. He was a dance teacher with the TCDFB, and now he's choreographing for us. He's incredibly talented. And it's wonderful to watch him work because he just kind of works in ideas and like shapes. So it's very cool. And then we have Ethan Rotenberg, who is a very sought after music director in Toronto, a very busy man, very incredibly talented. And we kind of reached out for music directors last year for our sort of comeback show from the pandemic. And he applied to the position and has been excellent. He's a really, really talented music director. So he is bringing on a 6-person live band with this production. He's very well connected. I'm sure some people listening will have met or know or heard of Ethan. He's got a really bright future. He's great. So that's Ethan. Our creative. We've also got, I don't know if you want to talk about Jeff Price, our stage manager, Kat, maybe.
Yeah, sure. We've been very lucky. We've had a stage manager with us for our last, I don't know, at least the last 5 or 6 shows, maybe even more. Sorry, Jeff, if it's more. Jeff Price, who always brings a sense of humor to all rehearsals, you know, sometimes, especially when it starts getting into crunch time and we're all trying to focus on everything. We have him there to try to ground us in some humor, which is nice. And he definitely, once we move into the theater, Jeff Price is on it. And, he really commands that space once we're in the theater and helps get us organized. And so we're really, really happy that he continues to join us at Spotlight.
And he does so many things behind the scenes that you don't even realize that he's listening and watching, and all of a sudden it's just perfectly done when the show starts. So it's for me coming on as the director, whenever I hear Jeff's name being on there for stage managing, I'm like, check, great. You know, he knows the lay of the land, so to speak, and it's always perfect. So yeah.
I was going to say, many of the listeners are going to know Ethan because I've had him on the show and I've had a couple of the shows that he's been music directing. So, yeah.
They're going to know who he is. So. And Jeff, too.
And we can't fail to mention you coming on as our sound director. And and Hussein Ismail is our lighting director as well. So we're very lucky to have a fantastic team behind us, as we perform on stage.
Cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. So now we've talked about the creative team. Nick, let's talk a little bit about some of the leads. I know we can't talk about everybody because there's a ton of people in the show, but let's talk about some of the people that you've brought in, you've cast.
Sure. So when I came on as director, I really came on with sort of a brand new, fresh eyes to the team, to the show. The creative team, all three of us had not been part of the first iteration of the show. So when we came in, we were really coming with like what's being presented to us or who are the people coming out to audition. And we basically, the three of us, four of us with, oh, and five of us, came on with a new set of eyes, so to speak. So we have Kat, who is playing out our Natalie slash Ed character. And sort of the, I guess you would say the lead of the show, pretty much, who plays a fantastic role as, like, I always call her the comedy queen because her timing and her acting ability on stage and just back and forth with other cast members is absolutely brilliant. So I'm always in awe. I find a lot of times with the cast this year, I find I actually like get lost in watching them perform and forgetting that I'm the director because I'm just so sucked into how amazing they all are. But yeah, we have Dan, who is playing the Chad character. So that's the Elvis roustabout character, a new member to Spotlight. And we also have Juliana, who's playing Sylvia, the owner of the diner of the town. We have Megan, who's playing Lorraine, so Sylvia's daughter. We have Dennis. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we have Dennis. Sorry, we have Ben.
Benjamin. Yeah, that's okay. We get interchanged with our characters a lot. It's normal at this point. We are our characters.
We have Ben, who is playing the who is playing Dennis, who is a really fun, sweet character of the town. Extremely talented. I would say the entire cast is extremely, extremely talented. We have a longtime members, Bruce and Nancy, who are playing. Nancy's playing Mayor Matilda, and Bruce is playing Sheriff Earl. And then we have Elise, who is also playing the character Henrietta, sort of like the head of the town. She works in the diner with Sylvia and Lorraine. And I think that's, oh my gosh, I feel bad. I feel this is like my acceptance speech. If I forgot anyone, I'm really sorry. Did I forget anyone? Oh, we have.
Well, Eleni. If you did, they're just going to have to come see the show.
Yeah, we have
Eleni
who's playing.
It's a mystery.
We have Eleni who's playing Miss Sandra, sort of a newcomer to the town who gets sort of swept into the messiness of the situation of the story that unfolds for us. So, yeah.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to running the sound for it. So, and I know where to go for the show, but the people who are listening might not. So is there a website? Is there links? Is there social media that they can check out to find out more about the show and get tickets?
Most definitely. Our website where you can purchase tickets, they all our ticket sales are online. Each ticket is $35. And our website for that is just our company name, www.spotlightmusicalproductions.com. On our website, you can find out too a little bit more about our social media. We do have an Instagram, which is, I believe it's spotlight_musicalproductions_, because, you know, we had to make it interesting. You can find us on Facebook as Spotlight Musical Productions as well. And both those social media platforms have a lot of information about our show. We have a sneak peek coming up at Flash on Church, which will be April the 20th at 7 o'clock. More information is on our social media for that as well. Basically, if you're unsure where to find us, the website is the good place to land for all that info.
Yes. Nice. We're also running a contest right now for a pair of free tickets for a Mother's Day contest, because our production happens to fall on Mother's Day weekend. So if anyone has an Elvis loving mom or mom friend or any mom in their life or anyone in their life who loves Elvis, we are doing a giveaway for two free tickets to production of your choice, and all those details are on our Instagram as well.
Very cool. Congratulations on getting the production on its feet, because that's never an easy thing to do, especially now after COVID. So I'm looking forward to working with you and checking it out myself. Now, one more thing before we go. Lightning round question for each one of you. We're going to start with Nick. Favorite Elvis song?
Oh, Blue Suede Shoes keeps coming into my head. No, I change it. Viva Las Vegas. Yeah. I don't know. I hear that song. Every time I hear that song, that's like pure Elvis to me. So, yeah.
There's so many, and we're fortunate that so many of them are in the show. But Can't Help Falling in Love is a great one. Also, I really love Don't Be Cruel.
At least you have the final word, the final answer.
All right.
The
right one, I don't want to give too much away, but there is a wonderful rendition of Hound Dog and Teddy Bear that cross over in this production, and it is spectacular. So also two of my favorites. So I can't just pick one.
I will not hold that against you.
I remember now. I forgot Dave. Dave, who plays Jim.
Natalie's daddy.
There you go. Natalie's daddy.
Natalie's daddy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Again, thank you so much for coming on, telling me about more about the show, obviously, and more importantly, the listeners who are going to come see it. So thank you for coming on today.
Awesome. Thanks, John Paul.
Thank you.
Awesome. We were just speaking with Kat, Elise, and Nick, the creative team behind All Shook Up, which is running May 9th, 10th, and 11th of 2024 at the Alumni Theater in Toronto. So if you are in town, go see it. It'll be a fun time that night. Tune in next week as we speak with another guest or guests about the life, love, and passion that is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.